This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I don't even have to do the actual ads for Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford at the top of this podcast because they're actually part of this podcast. Was feeling just very positive today in thinking back to my golf tournament on Saturday, and I just wanted to take this podcast to talk about so many good things and so many good people who support these podcasts, my fantasy leagues, my golf tournaments, etc. So Todd Wright Tour 38 was Saturday. I want to start there. If you aren't aware of the story, I was playing a lot of golf and was playing in a lot of, let's just call them, charity scrambles. From 2010-ish through 2015, and I started to look around at these charity scrambles and see things that I thought could be done better. But who am I to tell someone else how to run their event and their fundraising? So I deduced their most important thing is how much money they raise for their particular cause. And they use golf as a vehicle to do that. And I thought, well, what if we removed the fundraising, lowered the price to the players, and all we cared about was the pleasure of the golfers themselves? Can I do that? Can I pull that off? So I went to the great guys at JoeBucksFan.com and I said, hey, have you guys ever done a golf tournament? They said, no, we wouldn't know how to do that. I said, well, can you help me do one? They said, well, how can we help? I said, I want to do a golf tournament and a watch party, because they were doing some watch parties at the time. And I had a very good relationship with Leroy Selman's Restaurants, which still had a location at that time in Carrollwood, which is now, like many Leroy Selman's in the greater Tampa Bay area or down the west coast of Florida, they've been flipped to the Glory Days Grill brand. And I said, well, we'll play golf in the morning and we'll play at a course near that Leroy Selman's Restaurant in Carrollwood. And then instead of everybody staying at the golf course and eating and drinking, we'll go to Leroy Selman's Restaurant and we'll have the entire back patio reserved and we'll watch the Bucks game against the Redskins. So we efforted that and people came out and they had a good time. It was a long day. Most people did go to the restaurant. I'd say over half left at halftime because we teed off, 8:30 in the morning, something like that. It was a 1 o'clock football game. It just was a very long day. But I was flattered how many people at that golf tournament, they left, they sought me out, they smiled, they thanked me, they shook my hand, and they said, when's the next one? And I didn't have an answer for them. Next one? What do you mean next one? Well, we just hosted our 38th. No more watch parties are involved because the day's too long. I'm very aware of, look, golf is a great game, but even take it from me, I don't want to spend all day doing it. Now, if you're offering me all day playing great golf courses that I normally wouldn't have access to. That's different. For example, when I go to Alabama, there's often a day I play a Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail course in the morning, and then I play a Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail course in the afternoon as well. Because my time there is limited on the trip, and because I have the opportunity to play multiple courses in a day. That would be one example. If Augusta National Golf Club invited me and said, come out whenever you want and stay until sunset, I'd be there when the sun rose, and I wouldn't leave until they kicked me off the course when it was dark. Okay, so there are examples of that. But normally, I care about pace of play, and the tournaments have been very successful. And our most recent successful tournament was Todd Wright Tour 38. So roughly 7 years later. So in 7 years, I've hosted 38 golf tournaments. And I've met so many good people. Some people, you know, who played in the early tournaments, they don't play anymore. There are new people every tournament. There's going to be turnover, but there are some people that play in every event. Team captains bring different people. Sometimes it's a family outing. Sometimes, you know, it's friends. Whether it's Brandon Legal Group or Bill Curry Ford, Brandon Legal Group was there, playing in the tournament. Thank you, Jeremy. Bill Curry Ford was represented for the first time. Grace Thomas came out. I always say, if you want a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a pre-owned vehicle that's on the Bill Curry Ford lot of a different make and model, you get in front of Sean Sullivan, and he's going to be able to sell you a car. He runs the show there. He sold me a car, and I liked how quickly the process moved. Getting in front of Sean Sullivan isn't easy. But Grace can do it because that's Grace's job. She does pretty much everything at the dealership. So when you go to Bill Curry Ford, you ask for Grace Thomas and you tell her I sent you and that you're interested in talking to Sean Sullivan about a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, and Grace will get you in front of Sean Sullivan to talk about your options. And Grace and I talked about that at the golf tournament. And Grace wasn't really sure how golf worked. She had only done mini golf and she'd only done Top Golf. And I said, okay, we'll combine Top Golf and mini golf and 18 times outside in beautiful conditions over a span of 3.5 to 4.5 hours. She's like, really? I said, yeah. So Grace was there. Ebony DaCosta, Shannon, Ebony DaCosta and Shannon from DaCosta Realty were there. Carrie, huge help beyond just at the DaCosta Realty tent and her interaction with my players. And then Black's Insurance and Financial Services with what they do for me, sponsoring nice prizes. They sponsored a Carlton Davis Buccaneer jersey giveaway, and Jesse Pratt, who is the general manager of Plantation Palms Golf Club and has now hosted 6 of my 38 events, 2 at Wentworth, 1 at Crescent Oaks, 3 at Plantation Palms. And I work with some terrific golf people hosting these events. Some I don't work with anymore because there's a fluidity to the golf business where you work with somebody at a golf course and you want to go back and they're no longer there. And they move on to another property and they may be able to host you there or they may not. Or they just get out of the business, or they leave the Tampa Bay area, as some have done in the past, or some are relieved of their duties that don't feel as good about them as I do. But Jesse is a stalwart for me, and I just cannot say enough good things about any golf property he is involved with. So as it relates to Plantation Palms Golf Club, I mean, there are a lot of factors here. One, Jesse makes sure the golf course is in as good of shape as possible for when you play there. He cares. Everyone who is in any position of authority to do anything at Plantation Palms is handpicked by Jesse Pratt. That includes Jay, the food and beverage director, Bick, who books special events, the new director of golf, I believe his name's Tom. I had limited interaction with him at my tournament because I didn't necessarily need Tom for anything, because Tom and Jesse are so out in front of things and so professional in what they do. The groundskeeping staff, you know, there's some pins I wanted in certain locations, some tees I wanted in a special spot on 18 to convert that from a par 4 for a par 3, all done. So they also have a lighted driving range there. So, because Jesse flipped the light on the driving range for us before 7 a.m. I had players in the parking lot at 6:45 a.m. getting ready for an 8:30 a.m. tournament. So the range has lights, so you can just go there and hit range balls. The lights aren't on all night long or overnight. There are some restrictions, but they're not restricted to sunrise and sunset. Mini golf, there's some lights there. We've used the mini golf and probably will again as part of our tournaments. Food and beverage. Mulligan's is a really nice sort of Irish pub sports bar inside the clubhouse. And Kelly makes an unreal Bloody Mary behind the bar. We had a really good time. I cannot say enough about Jesse Pratt and his staff at Plantation Palms Golf Club. And I encourage you to visit, whether you are playing golf, whether you want to take the kids and play some mini golf, you just want to go hit golf balls on the range, you want to have lunch, you want a good Bloody Mary, all of that is available there. Plantation Palms is off Collier Parkway in Land O'Lakes. And if you have any issues while you're there, you ask for Jesse Pratt and you tell him that you listen to my podcast. My last note here is about the next golf tournament, which will go on sale soon, and I'm always welcoming new players. So this might strike a chord with someone listening to this particular podcast. All of our events are open to the public. Sometimes we play private courses, but if it's my event, if you book through me and I put you on the tee sheet, it's my golf course that day. So yeah, you can play. We've done this many times. Our annual golf tournament and holiday spectacular will be at West Chase Golf Club, another great GM that I enjoy working with in Jared Atkinson, and a director of golf in Daryl, who's one of the best. West Chase Golf Club will host Todd Wright Tour 39 XXIX Saturday morning, December 10th. Like all my previous 38 events, this is open to the public, men and women, all skill levels. Doesn't matter what your handicap is. I don't use a handicap index to determine the scoring for the tournament. I vary the formats. I create some twists, and we all have a really, really good time. Also, none of my 38 previous events have been priced higher than $99 plus tax. I'm sorry, higher than $99. I pay the tax myself. All 38 of my events have been $99 or lower. The last event was $85 at Plantation Palms. This next event at West Chase will be like that. As a matter of fact, it will not be any higher than the $85 I just charged at Plantation Palms. I offer value. And for those of you that don't like charity scrambles, the parts of it you don't like were the same things I didn't like, and that's why I created the Todd Wright Tour. So I think you would enjoy playing in one of my events. And I encourage you to reach out at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com if you are interested in playing in Todd Wright Tour 39 at West Chase Golf Club on December 10th. That's a Saturday morning. And just send that email at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, and I'll answer any questions you have as we push through towards 40 and beyond, which is amazing considering how we started this back in October of 2015 with a golf tournament and watch party. So thanks to everybody, a number of people who listen to these podcasts, play in my golf tournaments, support my golf tournaments, help me with prizes for golf tournaments, work the golf clubs at these tournaments. Thanks to all of you. And for those of you in the Tampa Bay area who do like having a good day and who play a little golf or a lot of golf and you haven't played in one of my events, this is my invitation to you to come out and join us at West Chase on Saturday, December 10th. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I am a better human being for hosting these tournaments. For what it has meant to me socially, professionally, and exposing me to some people that I would never have met that have honestly enhanced my perspective on life. Come out and be a part of that with me. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Have a good weekend, everybody.